Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Perfect introduction to this sermon. Because we're going to talk about Philemon and Onesimus, who is a slave, Philemon's slave, and Paul. So it's kind of like a little triangle. So you have Philemon on one side and Onesimus on another side. And who was Onesimus? I don't know how well you're paying attention to the epistle lesson that Marianne read, but you have in those 21 verses, which is practically all of the book of Philemon, there's only four more verses, you have a little story that Paul writes. He's writing to a guy named Philemon. You can call him Phil if you want. He says, "Hey, Phil, I got something I want to ask you." And he's writing this letter to the church in Colossae, and the book of Colossians is the book that the letter that he writes to the whole church in Colossae, and the Colossians church is filled with the family of Philemon. Philemon, his wife Apphia, Archippus, which I think is his son, who's kind of the minister, and they meet in Philemon's house. And Onesimus was part of that household. He was a slave. And as I was reading this epistle earlier this week, it occurred to me, you know, slavery, we had that problem here in this country. And just last year, I think it was just last May, they opened up a museum in Niagara Falls called the Underground Railroad Museum, the Niagara Falls Underground Railroad Museum. You know what that is? You know what the Underground Railroad was? It was how abolitionists and others who thought slavery was wrong in this country would help escaped slaves escape to Canada. And the last river that they had to cross was the Niagara River to get to Canada. So that's why they have this museum there. And slavery in this country was a huge, well, you'd say it was a scourge on the people and on the country. And if you look at Article 5 of the Constitution of the United States, there's a little reference in there that the southern colonies or the southern states would be put into the U.S. Constitution in Article 5, requiring the northern states to return runaway slaves. And then one of the first statutes in the United States in 1793 was about fugitive slaves. The northern states, you guys have to send these escaped slaves back to us. It didn't work all that well. So, because northern states didn't cooperate all that much. But there was this tension and this fight within the family of the United States, you might say. And it continued and it continued. And in 1850, there was a compromise. It's called the Missouri Compromise. And part of the Missouri Compromise was, okay, above a certain parallel, a certain geography, no more slavery up there. But they passed what was called the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, and it said, northern states were serious, send our slaves back if they escape. And of course, the Underground Railroad was fighting against that. People, just normal human beings, trying to help people escape from slavery. So it was a perfect song before this sermon, because Onesimus is a runaway slave. And here you have Paul standing between Onesimus on one side and Philemon on the other side. And what is Paul doing? Not the Underground Railroad. He's sending Onesimus back to Philemon. Can you imagine that conversation? Hey, Onesimus, how'd you like to carry this letter back to your former owner? What's he going to do to you? You see, Onesimus had come to Paul saying, can you help me out? I've heard your gospel that you preached in Colossae, and to this family that I was a part of, what does this really mean? And Paul says, really the right thing is for you to go back. And and your reaction is exactly, I can see it in your eyes. It's like, how can he do that? How is that Christian? So Paul writes his letter to the Colossians, and he sends this extra letter to Philemon and his wife and the family there. And he says this to Philemon, kind of like what Jesus is saying in the gospel reading today. If you're really a disciple of Christ, there's going to be a cost. There's going to be a cost to you. Sure, it's a cost for Onesimus. He's taken a huge risk going back. But Philemon, I'm writing to you as a brother in Christ saying there's going to be a cost to you. In the United States, we solved the issue of slavery through war. 635,000 men killed each other over the issue of slavery. Not to mention how many were maimed for the rest of their lives. Think of how many families were injured by that war. Practically everyone in the country. That's what happens when sin comes into a country or a family and rips people apart from each other. Where one person is trying to dominate another person. Abraham Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. It's going to fall. It's going to crumble. As a nation, we learned that the hard way. So Paul says to this little Colossian congregation, a church, a house church, there's something that's ripping you apart. And that's the problem between Onesimus and Philemon, the runaway slave and his owner. And this runaway slave who it sounds like, embezzled money from Philemon to find his way to Paul. That hurts. Philemon is saying, I've been betrayed by this guy. You think Philemon has problems with Philemon? I mean, Onesimus has problems with Philemon? Wasn't that great a master? He didn't treat me right. You can imagine what he would say. But instead of a war, how does Paul deal with this? He says, for the sake of Christ, I'm going to ask you something, Philemon, and it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you more than just the price of a slave, whatever that is. It's going to cost you to give something up. To give up whatever you have against Onesimus. And I'm sending Onesimus back saying he's giving up everything to come back to you. And Paul says, if Onesimus owes you anything, going to cost me. I'm going to put myself on the line here for you. I will repay. I write it out in my own hand that I will repay you every cent that Onesimus stole from you, if anything. And if you want to charge me for the life of Onesimus, I'll pay it. Why? Because of what Christ did for me. Because I was a lost, poor sinner, just like you, Philemon, and just like Onesimus. I was lost. And Christ paid for me with His own body and blood, so that I may be forgiven and reconciled to God. And so, Philemon, Phil, I'm willing to pay that because Christ paid it for me. And I'm asking you. Paul might say, I'm begging you. And I'm not requiring you because it's law. I'm just asking you out of love. The love that Christ showed you. The love that I'm trying to show you. To receive Onesimus back. And here's where it's going to cost you. I'm not asking you to receive him back as a slave. I'm asking you to receive him back as your brother. Your brother in Christ. Just as I'm your brother, and just as you and I are brothers in Christ by what Christ has done for you on the cross. That's how I want you to treat Onesimus. And that's going to cost you a slave. It's going to cost you giving up that hurt that you feel that you want to hold on to forgive him just as Christ has forgiven you. And if you can't give that up, then charge me. And he says, but you will have gained not a slave back. Who would be your slave for the rest of your life or his life, whichever ends first, I suppose, but a brother through eternity. A brother who participates with you in the body of Christ. A brother who remakes you part of his family. A family that you belong to, that Onesimus belongs to, and that I belong to. So Onesimus goes back. He goes back to Colossae. He carries this letter, and he carries the letter to the Colossians, and he carries another letter that Paul refers to in Colossians. He carries them all back. The Bible doesn't say exactly what happens, but church history. But we know a couple of things. We have the letter to Philemon. We have the letter to the Colossians. And church history says Onesimus, he became one of the leaders of the church in Ephesus and collected the letters of Paul together. So that you and I can hear what happened to Onesimus and Paul and Philemon because of what Jesus did for them. They're your brothers in Christ, just as we all together are brothers in Christ because of what Christ has done for you. In His name, amen. I invite you to